Thank you for calling Furniture.
Question.
Oh, hi, Eddie. It's Tina from Local Splash. How are you?
Hi, Tina. How are you?
Hi, I'm doing pretty good. Thanks for asking. Happy Friday, right?
Happy Friday to you, too.
Thanks. So I was just following up because we're still having trouble processing this month's payment, and I didn't know if there's something going on with the card that we have on file.
I don't know. Probably I changed the card. They don't send it to me yet. I changed the card.
Here. The card is a Visa ending in 2618?
Yeah.
Okay. And then what is...
Mm-hmm.
Oh, okay. Is there another card you could use in the meantime?
No, that's the only card that I use for this business. I don't have any other one.
I see. The only reason I ask is your account is almost 2 months past due, so they're going to cancel it on Monday, and that's going to dramatically affect your business because in the time that you've been with us, your company has been found on the first page of Google 14,325 times. And you've had 2,510 Google actions, including clicks to your site and clicks to call you from the first page. So once, you know, this cancels, all of that is going to unravel and the client calls will stop. In addition to that, there's 485 leads on the dashboard that have come in through the tracking number that we've provided for you. So I would suggest if you could, you know, use another card in the meantime, you know, and you could even, you know, update it on Monday if you wanted to, but definitely get that taken care of. Or your package includes $400 extra worth of Google paid ads. So you could always, just to keep things open, take those paid ads off and just pay $149 monthly. And with that package, you'd still be on the first page of Google, you'd still be on the first page of Bing, the website stays up and running, and you stay mobily optimized, which means Eddie's Furniture Restoration will still come up from the iPhones, the Androids, the tablets, and the voice-activated devices such as Alexa. So a lot of people
I had that with another company because, you know, what's happened with Local Splash, I don't even make the money for the month to pay, actually. I don't have nothing. No business at whatsoever for this. You know, you remember I called you? I told you I don't receive any call. I don't have anything. Since I don't have any call.
So whatever you're paying the other company, you might as well be throwing that money down the toilet because they don't have access to your Google page. We do. And that's where I'm getting these analytics from. In the last 30 days that you've been with us, I just read you the all-time results, right? But just in the last month, you've been found on the first page of Google 179 times. And you've had 22 Google actions, including clicks to your site and clicks to call you from the first page. So I know you've gotten a ton of work out of this. I think you're not aware because
I don't have
no
work. If I have a way to send you a picture to my from my shop, you will see my shop is empty. I sent the guy home because I don't have no business. Why is that?
Okay. So, well, all we can do is put you on the first page and make you come up for the keywords relating to your category. It's up to you to answer the calls and capture that business. So I don't know without going into your dashboard and listening
if
to these calls.
If you can do that, I have a list. I have a list of the keywords. I can send it to you because, you know, probably the keywords that you guys put is not working with my business. Because I can't even pay this month, you know, it's so hard. The business is not coming. I don't mind.
I'm listening to a call from 4 days ago from your dashboard. He's wanting to get a piece of furniture painted over. He wants to know what the process is. He's asking if he brings it to you or if you come to him. Let me listen for his name. Hold on. This came in on May 13th. Hold on. Two nightstands and a queen bed frame. They're made out of wood. Okay. Hold on. I'm trying to listen to the call while you're on the phone, so. So you're asking him to send you pictures of it, and you're giving him your number.
Okay.
Yeah, so that's one of the calls that came from Google, but you had two calls on Wednesday from 561 area code 965-1000. You had another call on Wednesday, 954-629-4154. You had another call on Tuesday, 754-273-2153. He's the guy that texted you the pictures. Then there was Erica Pecky from 954-964-6798. Randy Saputu, 954-536-0233. Alvaro Guerra, 786-203-7388. So every time someone calls you through this campaign, those numbers are tracked on your dashboard. Okay? And that's happened. Let me see again. I got to go back to how many leads there are. 485 times. So I think that's why I'm saying I think that, you know, you're having us confused with another company because the keywords that we have
I'm not confused because when your company calls, it says T.
Mm-hmm.
Just T coming up, you know.
Okay.
I can tell you how many calls that I have from T this week.
Yes. Is that the number that I'm calling on now? Because I called through the tracking number too. Does it say T?
Yeah, I just say T, but those numbers, you know, I don't receive that much call from T anymore. I don't receive T.
Well, you have to understand one thing, Eddie. Your account.
I got that call. Let
me see. Mm-hmm. You got the call for what?
Yeah, I have a call from T on Sunday. I have one on Saturday. I have one in 508. I have another one 507. I have another one 507. I have, but those calls doesn't bring money. I have called another one with 506, 502. It's 24, 29. That's the call I receive. I can tell you, I receive one, two, three, four, five, six, seven calls for this month so far.
So on my dashboard, it's showing for the month of May. Actually, let's go back a little bit further because your account's been suspended since May 25th, right? So since May 25th.
I get you from April 29th to April 29th. From April 29th
okay,
to.
Let me start in April.
This time now, I have only 8 calls.
On this end, it's showing 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, 15, 16, 17, 18, 19, 20, 21, 22. It's showing 22 calls on this end. And you have to consider something.
Well, I don't have those calls anyway, but I don't know where they're coming from. I don't know.
Hold on. Let me listen to the most recent one. Hold on. 1 second. I can play it back on the dashboard here and see. So the one that just came in on 5:15, that one, they got your voicemail and they hung up. And then that was the same guy that called twice in a row. He called at 3:18 Pacific and he called at 3:19 Pacific, the same phone number. He got your voicemail twice and he hung up. Now, before that, there was a call at 3:10 Pacific, but from a different number. So let me see what this one is. Hold on. So this one's getting your voicemail too, and they hung up. Okay, so then, so the only one that you talked to over the last couple of days was that guy that was going to text you the pictures. And then let's see this Erica girl. You talked to her for a minute 31, so let's see what she wanted. Hold on. Oh, she's leaving a message. Let me see what she says. Give me a second. I'm listening to the call.
Yeah, if it's for you guys, you know, without my old customer, I will close the business because there's no success on these.
So I need to give you some options then, Eddie, because let's just say that you don't like the program and you want to cancel and just be done with it. We can't even cancel the account with a past due balance. And that's because in the terms and conditions that you acknowledge with your e-signature, you agreed to an automatic renewal each month on the 25th. And in order to prevent that charge, you have to call us 3 business days prior. So there's a $549 past due balance from April 25th. And that will reoccur to $1,098 on May 25th, which is just, what, next week? And it will continue to do so until this settles. So one option that you have is that $549 package includes that $400 worth of Google ads. You don't need a fresh batch of Google ads if your intention is just to pay the past due and cancel, right? So I could take those Google ads off, and that would lower your past due amount to $149. Now,
okay,
if
so
you
what,
do that,
what did Google ads do?
The Google ads are the ones that run at the very top of the page, and they actually say "ad" next to them. So it's a pay-per-click campaign. So each month, when you pay us $400. We send that over to Google, and we set a daily cap at somewhere around $12 a day. And that's a good thing. That's so that you'll never get an unexpected $1,000 bill at the end of the month. That never happened because we put a cap on it. So what happens, Eddie, is each morning when the account is active with us, those ads go up in all your designated areas, and that's free. You don't pay anything for it out of the budget. But once people start clicking on it and you exceed that $12 budget, you rotate off and somebody else rotates on. So that's how those Google ads work, okay? Now, if you take the ads off, you'll still be on the first page locally, but not in the pay-per-click section. You're in the local map section, which is the highest revenue-generating section online. And with that section, it's unlimited clicks. So it doesn't matter if, you know, you get 5 calls in a month or if you get 50 calls in a month. With that section, you're still paying the same flat rate of just, you know, $149 if we were to take those extra ads off.
I got in the way, so I don't know what to do. The business is really going down on me. I don't know.
You know what I would do is I would pay the $149 and then I can give you an extra month for free on the back end, meaning instead of having to charge you again on May 25th, which is next week, I don't want you to have two payments so close together, even though we're reducing it. So I can push the next payment all the way out until June 17th. And that will give you plenty of time to get on your dashboard, listen to these calls that came in yourself, right? That way you can make sure that you're getting the most bang for your buck. If they were people that just happened a couple of days ago that just heard your voicemail and hung up, you can call them back mm-hmm. and you can follow up on them and say, hey, I saw that you called on Wednesday. This is Eddie. Do you need some furniture refinishing? You know, and hopefully mm-hmm. you would get some, you know, fresh jobs out of it. And then come June 17th, if you decide that you don't want to continue, no problem. Just call me back and you wouldn't have any further charges. But that way, at least you'll get more bang for your buck out of what you already have to pay.
No, it's not because I don't want to continue, but I want business. That's what I get the advertising for. I want business. That's what I want. You know, can you imagine, I got four guys, I sent them home. Today, nobody's here. You know, only right. me in the shop. So, you know, right. it's really hard. And my business is not a business you can't find anybody to do it just like that.
Mm-hmm. I believe you have a niche product.
You know, not everybody gonna come here and sand and spray and clean and do stuff like that. You know,
yeah.
So woodwork is very hard. It's not something that you're gonna everybody now, like the kids, they don't wanna work like that. They just want to go to the computer, to steal on the street, you know, do some stuff, some wrong stuff, but nobody wants to work like this. You know,
right.
So if I lose those guys, you know, it's going to be hard for me to get some other ones. That's my fear here, you know?
You know, I was going to tell you that the reason things have dipped down since, you know, your account was active with us is that when an account goes into suspension, the account stays active, but there's no active programming being done. Okay. So what that means is that Google changes the algorithms daily. It happens as frequently as 5 to 6 to 7 times in one day. So when you're active with our service, every single time a new revision comes in, you have a team of technicians here that update your information, they refresh your data, and that's how we ensure that you won't fall off the first page. But none of those revisions have been taking place since April 25th. So you're still getting client calls, but once you get caught up on those algorithm updates, that's where you're going to see an explosion. You're going to see a lot better results because right now there's almost a month of programming that's backlogged for you. In addition to that, somebody left you a 2-star review a couple of years ago, and that could be affecting you. Most of your reviews are 5 stars, so you're doing excellent. But you know how some people are. Some people just scroll through and try to find the bad one. And this is this lady named Maria. And she said, I called several times, finally spoke with him. He said to send pictures of what I needed restored. Then he never called back. Disappointing. And
but,
that was...
I can forget. I can, you know, something might happen. So I didn't see the call. Something happened. That I should not have a bad review, and someone should not pay attention about that either. Because I don't do wrong job. I don't do bad job. I don't do anything wrong.
I agree. You know? I agree. And then there's another guy that gave you a 1-star in March of 2022, in August of 2021, a 1-star. So
I saw that guy. I saw him too, but why does affecting me? Anyway, why?
So
if you call me, I don't do business for you. So why you give me bad review and that affecting the other people not to call me?
Right. I agree. I don't know, you know, why people do that. And I don't know why when somebody has so many 5-star reviews like you do, they would just scroll through and look for the bad ones. But sometimes people do that, you know. So here's what we can do to help you with that, Eddie, is I can send you a review generator email that will help you get some fresh 5-star reviews. And the idea behind that is to decrease the relevancy of those couple of bad ones that you've had over the years. And pretty soon they're not even relevant anymore, because when people open up your Google page, all they can see right away is the numerous 5-star ones, and all those bad ones from the past are all pushed down, right? So we could do that, and I know that that would help you tremendously. So, you know, we could do that, and then, you know, also give you that extra month on the back end. That way you'll have plenty of time, you know, to recoup that money. And then, you know, come June 17th, I'm confident that you're going to see your business flourishing and you're going to want to continue. But if you don't, no problem. You could call in a couple days ahead of time, and that way you wouldn't have any further charges. You know what I mean?
Okay, so how much do I have to pay?
Just $149.
Okay, so when I have to pay the other month?
Yes, so the next payment is due May 25th, but I don't want you to have another payment on May 25th because today is May 17th. So that's just 8 days away, right? So I'm going to collect the $149, and then I'm going to push that next billing out for a whole month. So you're going to be paid in full until June 17th. And then moving forward, if you decide to continue, your payments will always be on the 17th of each month. So you won't have to worry about that 25th billing cycle anymore.
Okay.
So my only question is, for the new payment method, is it still the same billing address on 5969 Southwest 21st Street?
Yeah, it's going to be the same thing.
Same billing address. Okay, so then I'm ready for the new card number whenever you are.
Okay, so you, on the new payment that I'm going to make now, it's not, I'm not going to be on the Google app, Google page.
Yes, you're still going to be on the Google page in the maps. You just won't have the extra Google pay-per-click ads running. Right now with that $549 package, you have two positions on the first page. You have the on top where the ads are and in the middle of the page where the maps are. But if we take that $400 off, then you're going to have the maps listing still. And incidentally, Eddie, that map listing is the highest revenue generating section on Google, because when a consumer does a search online, 87% will bypass the paid ads at the top and go straight to the local listings, which is where we place you. And of course, nobody goes to the back pages. So I think you're still going to see solid results out of that $149 program. But the nice thing about the ads is if you ever change your mind and you want to call back in the future and put them back on, you could always do that too.
Okay. But with what I'm going to have right now, it's not going to bring me many people.
It's where 9 out of 10 consumers make their buying decisions. So what I said was 87% of consumers, so that's almost 9 out of 10, will bypass the paid ads at the top and go straight to the local listings, which is the section you're still going to have. Yeah, so the paid ads at the top, they're very good for big corporations that have tens of thousands of dollars in the marketing budget each month. They're not really conducive to a small to mid-sized business for you. So it's much better for you to take those off and just do the $149, because that's where most of your business will come from anyway. You know what I mean?
Okay. All right.
Okay.
So let's try that. Let's try that. And then if we need to change it, we change it after.
Yes, you can do that. Okay, so let me fix the billing so that I can give you that extra month on the back end. And then is the new card also a Visa, or is it a MasterCard or Discover? Or?
It's going to be Visa.
Okay, and then the card number?
Yeah, it's 4-6.
Mm-hmm.
3-4.
Okay.
0-5.
Mm-hmm.
1-2.
Got it.
0-6.
Mm-hmm.
0-8.
Okay.
9-6.
Mm-hmm.
1-6.
Okay, and expiration?
0-4-28.
428, and then the little code on the back?
966.
966. Okay. So I will get your authorization for that 149, and then you'll be good to go. And then, Eddie, do you have a second so I can show you how to get on the dashboard so that you can go in and listen to these client calls when you have a moment?
Yeah, I have to get a computer.
You can do it from your phone, too. Is it a smartphone?
Oh, from my phone, yeah.
Yes, okay. So if you could go to my.local/...
Mm-hmm. Yes, go ahead.
my.localsplash.com.
On Google?
You can do it on your web browser, like when you go to the internet and you want to type in a www, want to go to a website.
Mhm.
Mhm. And then when you type that in, here, let me do something easier than that. I'll send you the login on your email. That way you just have to click on the link and you can get in. So here, let's see.
Okay.
Login credentials.
I'm not that good in computer anyway.
Oh, you're better than you think you are, though. You're doing good so far. Okay. I'm sending this to your email, so let's just wait one moment to make sure that it gets there. And then while I'm waiting, I'm also going to pull up that reviews email. So that's that reviews email you don't have to worry about right now. That's the one that you can work on after we get off the phone to try to get some more 5-star reviews. But the one I want you to open is the one that says login credentials to your advanced reporting.
Okay. I don't see anything coming yet.
Let me check the email that we sent it to. Hold on. Maybe we have an invalid email. Is it Augustine?
It is.
Okay, good. Perfect. So do you see the link in the email that says my.localsplash.com?
Yes.
Okay, when you click on that link, it's going to ask you for a username and password.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. And you can see the username is your 10-digit phone number, but there's no spaces no spaces or dashes. It's just the 786-488-8910. And then the password is all lowercase, all one word. It's Go Yahoo. So you don't have to put a space between Go and Yahoo. You just type it all in as one word.
Okay.
And then once you're in, it's going to show you that page that I was looking at. Do you see where it says home, leads, website, listings, total results?
Yeah,
you see that now?
No, I don't see it now. Like, there's a tip, Mr. Chan.
So when you clicked on the link for my.localsplash.com, did it ask you for a username and password, or is it still loading?
No, it doesn't asking me for that. Let me see. It's kind of asking me for subscribe, something like that, and then go back.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it's asking me for subscribing.
Oh,
download share.
Does it say it's asking you to subscribe?
It says local Splash clients and dashboard.
Oh, good. Okay. So I think you're in. So do you see where it says, 3,139? Yeah, you can hit subscribe because that's what I'm trying to get you in is the dashboard so that you can see it.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And
yes.
So the okay, section where
email
I was...
Email or phone number.
Oh.
It says sign in, email or phone number.
So put in 786-488-8910. But no spaces or dashes. Just put in those 10 digits, your phone number. And does it just ask for the email or phone number, or does it also ask for a password?
Just asking for, yes.
Okay.
Email or phone number. Says next. No, it says create an account. It's not there.
It's asking you to create an account?
Yeah.
Hmm.
It says forget email or create an account.
Oh, I see. I think it's having you, I think it thinks that you don't know what your username and password is. Okay, here, let me do this.
Uh-huh.
I'm going to send you the link in your text message and just see if you can click on it from there. That might be easier. Because I don't know what you're looking at. I've never heard of that before, someone saying that they had to subscribe. Oh, you know what? It already came in your text message. If you look at your text messages, the fresh one will say, Eddie, share your Google review link. That's the one you don't have to worry about now. You worry about that later. But the one right before that says, log in to access your dashboard. Do you see that? It's
okay,
in your text message.
Let me take a
listen. Mm-hmm.
Okay. But it's only one local splash I have here.
What does it say in the text?
It says login access.
Oh, good.
Good.
That's the one. Good. So you have the right one that I want you to look at. So click on the link right there that says my.localsplash.com.
Okay.
And then once that loads, it should ask
okay,
you for a username. Okay, so put in the 10 digits, 786-488-8910, and again, do it all together, no spaces or dashes.
Mm-hmm.
And then the password, it's all small letters, G-O for go, and then Yahoo, Y-A-H-0-O-O, but don't put in the space in between. It's just go Yahoo.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Then once
Yahoo.
You hit enter, you're going to get in. For sure. Now you have the correct link.
Okay, so I got the logo. I'm in.
Good. Okay. So if you look at where it says 3,139 total results, next to that it says 485 local leads. If you click on that 485, this is the section where I was looking at the phone numbers that called you over the last 30 days. So the one guy that...
That's 485?
Yes. You see that 485 leads? Yep. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
When you open that, you'll see the one at the very top says GCFCU. That was the guy that heard your voicemail and he hung up. It was a 4-second call. And then he called you again. Averatus. Right. But if you go down to the one that says Hollywood, Florida,
mm-hmm.
That was the guy that wanted to send you pictures. And if you want to listen to any of these calls, you can go down this whole list and listen to all 485 if you want to. But this guy, way I listen to it is if you click on anywhere in the box where it says Hollywood, Florida there with his 754 number, it opens up another little box to the right that shows it was a 2-minute and 9-second call, and it has a little play button there. So you can just hit the play button, and that's how you can listen to these calls that come through the dashboard.
Yeah, I know they come to these calls, you know.
Yeah, so you know what I would do, Eddie? I would still call those other ones back. The guy that's GCFCU, he called twice and got your voicemail and hung up, but his number is on there, 56. You could call him back and say, hey, this is Eddie. I missed a call from you a few days ago. Do you need any woodworking? And you could do the same thing with that 954 number. But then there's other ones that you go down if they're a minute 31 call, or there are a couple of minute calls. Alvaro Guerra, he was 2 minutes and 13 seconds. You could go down through this list and kind of listen to all these calls, and you'll know that these are the calls that are coming through the campaign, okay?
Okay. So probably I'm going to have to look for a nice lady and put a nice lady's voice there. To listen to.
Oh, you're funny. Well, it's not a matter of listening to a nice lady or not. It's a matter of you picking up the calls, and then it will be your voice on there talking to the customers that you'll hear. So it's calls that you've already taken in the past, but they're recorded and they're stored they're stored on the dashboard for quality assurance, okay?
Okay.
Okay. Yep. Right. So you can kind of poke around here and click on the different sections. You can see if you go back to the top, you'll see those tabs, home, leads, website, listings.
I can probably open that to my computer also, and then so we got that both ways.
Yes, if you do it on your computer, it's probably a little bit easier than the phone because it's a bigger format, but you can do it either way. You can listen to the calls through there or listen to them on the phone.
Okay. I agree.
Okay. All right. And then if you click on the tab that says Google Insights, that's the one that you can go in and you can see the keywords that you're coming up for.
Okay.
So you can poke around now that you're in the dashboard. You'll see a lot of things that you've never seen before. So I'll let you go now just because you have, you know, that review generator email and you have this dashboard that you're looking at. But please call me, Eddie, if you have any questions, okay?
Okay. I will do.
Yep. And then you're all good to go until June 17th. So if anything changes, just feel free to call me, okay?
Okay. Just call me so if anything changes.
Yep. My name's Tina. I'm at extension 777. So anytime you call the local splash number, if you put that 777 in, it will ring directly to my desk, okay?
Okay. All right, Tina. Thank you.
You're very welcome. Okay. Have a nice weekend coming up, too.
You too. All right.
Thank you, Eddie. Bye.
Bye.